What's up, Conference USA fans, and welcome back to another episode of the CSA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm your host, Jessica Radford, and we had our women's episode to talk about all things about the 2026 Air National Guard Championship. And now this episode is all about the men's and our Kennesaw State Owls and how they claimed this championship this year. As always, Eric Jones is to help me talk about the men's because, you know, everything that all happened. I mean, I was there too, but you know, all the nitty gritty facts and stuff. So take us through all of the eventful stuff. Like you said, this year was the year of the sixth seed.
Was the year of the sixth seed, and it was a super fun tournament. And, you know, when I think about like last year's tournament, and we talk about all the parity in the league last year. Well, we had a lot of parity in the league this year as well. But last year was the 1 and 2 seed in the championship. And this year we got the 4 and 6. A lot of upsets. Super fun week. And we'll start out by talking about the Missouri State Bears. This team was incredible all week long. They played 3 games. They went 2-1, lost in the semis. They opened up on Tuesday against FIU in an 8-9 matchup. You know, I really thought it could have gone either way. I thought FIU was playing really good. They have a very talented roster with Corey Stevenson, Eric DeBomi, all those guys. Missouri State came out swinging and shocked me a little bit, to be honest. I know they got guys like Keith Pellick and Michael Osei-Bonsu, but, you know, they came out swinging, and that game that came down to the wire, and they took a 3-point win into Wednesday. And then they knew they got to face the number one seed, who was kind of scuffling into the tournament. So super good win for Missouri State to open up the week. We moved down to the 7-10 game. New Mexico State was coming in super hot. They were 2-0. The last week of the season to get into the tournament as the 10 seed, and then they come in and beat Jack State. I know Coach Hooten really wanted that for his guys. And guys like Jamel Jones stepping up in that game. You know, Jamel Jones, Gabe Pickens, 17 and 16 points. Super big win for them. And, you know, at that point, was kind of thinking, you know, they might go on a little run. They're always a really physical bunch, and they got to go on to play where Coach Hooten used to coach at Sam Houston with his former assistant coach, Chris Mudge. But I'll move on. Missouri State, Liberty. Going into the week, I was like, you know, like, Liberty has not been playing very well. Someone could upset this team very easily, and it happened off the rip. They could not stop Big Mike. Michael Osei-Bonsu was incredible. This game is super fun to watch. One of the more dominating performances I've ever seen in person. He ended with 31 points. He shot 14 of 16 from the field. I mean, most of that was in the paint work. But it was a CUSA tournament record. He went 14 to 16 from the field. It's the highest field goal percentage with anyone with 11 or more makes. So incredible performance. He also had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, a steal. Was all over the place, but he also got a look at Kobe Williams too. He was obviously a little bit overshadowed by Osei-Bonsu here, but he had a great performance. He was 3 of 6 from deep, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Yeah, you got me. But yeah, incredible performance from Missouri State. You know, shut down the Liberty offense, shut down the three that they like to win by. So, you know, and just like that, you know, 2 games, you're in the semifinals. And another big win there from Missouri State, and that fan base was rocking in Huntsville.
Literally
so much fun. But then you move down. You know, we talk about New Mexico State looking really good. You have Sam Houston come in, and this team, you know, we weren't sure what we were going to get, if Po'Boy King was going to be healthy or not. He suited up.
But he started that game too.
Yeah. Didn't ever really get in a rhythm. I don't think he was 100% at all, as no one really is, but I know he was not feeling great out there. But cashing that, good.
Oh my gosh.
This dude is fun to watch.
All those dunks,
yes,
insane.
He was flying all over the place. You know, and just talk about his tournament as a whole. They played 2 games. They went 1-1, ended up losing in the semis. But he averaged 15 and 14 and a half, I believe. Incredible. And a lot of his work was on the offensive side of the rebounding. This dude was super fun to watch.
So athletic.
Yeah, it's a 6'3". Got, like, you know, I can't remember who I was talking with at the tournament, but talking about his, you know, athleticism, but being a 6'3 guard, normally you think of him as a point guard, but it's like, no, this guy could be a dang powerful, mm-hmm. be a 4 on the court. Like, just the way his style of play is, he's so fun to watch. By far the best athlete on the court, I think we saw over the week. But Sam Houston got that win against New Mexico State. And then they were moving on to the semifinals. And for the other two quarterfinal games, the four teams that we feel like we never get to see until so late in the week, it always feels so weird.
It's so weird. We're like, who's playing now?
Yeah. It's brand new teams on Thursday.
Brand new fan bases.
Yes. La Tech and Middle Tennessee playing for the third straight year in the first round or first meeting of the tournament in the quarterfinals. Middle Tennessee had won the two previous years. Louisiana Tech really wanted this one, and they got it. AJ Bates just on fire. He's been on fire coming into this game. He ended with 29 points, 10 of which came from the free throw line, 10 of 13 from there, 6 assists, 3 boards, 6 steals. I mean, he was all over. It was super fun to watch the individual performances this week. But yeah, Louisiana Tech with a huge win led by AJ Bates over Middle Tennessee. They really, really wanted that. Take them into the semifinals, and knowing you have a shot now, you know, not to, you know, throw anything down to Missouri State, but they were a 9 seed, you know, they weren't having to go against Liberty again. And then the powerhouse of them. So Louisiana Tech moving on to semis, and you got Kennesaw State, and WKU, one of the more anticipated matchups, of the week and the most high scoring matchup we had as well. A super fun match. Kennesaw State had actually won the season series 2-0. And we all know it's not easy to beat a team 3 times in a year. Well, they did just that. All 5 starters scored in double figures. Guys like Trey Simpson stepped up. He was huge, 9-9 from the free throw line, 8 of 13. He had 26 points. But then you got Frank Juan Sherman, RJ Johnson, Braden Liu, Amir Taylor, all scoring in double figures. It was a total team effort in this one. Sherman finished with the double-double. He had 10 boards, 3 of which came on the offensive side. Just an total well-rounded offensive performance. They won at 96-87, was able to stop, you know, Tegan Moore. He still had 27. This guy's incredible too. And like I said, just talking about the individual performances, unbelievable stuff. But Kennesaw got the best of them, and we're moving on just like that to the semifinals. But then as we move down, these Friday games are super fun. Missouri State really did have a chance there at the end to beat La Tech. La Tech, I think, was just a little bit too much for them in the end. And Missouri State was just, you know, they had that extra day of rest, which I know was helpful, but still their third game. And I know no one's looking forward, but, you know, thinking if they win that game, man, we got to play another one. But Osei Bonsu was just incredible again. He ended up shooting 75% on the week. He was like 24 of 32 from the field.
I wonder what he ate for breakfast.
Yeah, that is a specimen right there. Just an absolute unit, but a beast at that. Like, he is so fun to watch. But AJ Bates did it again. He had 29 points in their first, in their quarterfinal matchup with Middle Tennessee, 27. At this point, he's averaging 28 points in the two games that they were there. He was 10 of 21 from the field. So, I mean, percentage-wise, not great, but he's still making buckets when it mattered. He was perfect from the free throw line. 6 assists again. Like, this dude was balling. He played all 40 minutes in this game as well. Didn't come off
the floor. And he didn't look tired. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. These guys were going out there and balling for their teams, and it was super fun to watch. But Louisiana Tech gets the best one, 69-66, and that puts us into the final semifinal. Matchup where Kennesaw State, Sam Houston, this was going to be a really fun matchup. Just individual matchup wise, you know, Pobo King was questionable going into it. He didn't end up playing. So they really had to rely on, you know, their guys like Cashie Nat, you know, freshman Jacob Walker, who I think is going to end up being a stud in this league. You know, they had guy like Veljko Ilić. He had 17 points. He had 7 rebounds. Cashie Nat had 13 and 13 after doing what he did the other night. But Kennesaw State, Amir Taylor stepped up big for them. Him and RJ Johnson stepped up huge, 23 and 20 points respectively for the two. Frank Juan Sherman was 17 again too. Like, they just kind of quietly just beat these teams and hung in every match. And then at the end of the game, just pulled away. You know, they had a huge second half from Kennesaw State. Now I scored them 48-36 in the second half, because they were down 6 at the half, and they be able to flip it like that.
I feel like it wasn't even flipped until like the last 10 minutes or something. Like, we were like, okay, Sam Houston kind of got this one. Kennesaw was clawing early.
They were up by double digits there in the first half. And it seemed like, you know, Chris Mudge and the guys were, you know, going in to win this game. And yet something Petway said at the half, you know, got them feeling some type of way. So a big win for Kennesaw State. And we had a fun matchup in store for us in the championship game. A 6 seed going against the number 4 seed, Louisiana Tech.
Two teams you probably wouldn't even have guessed to be in the championship.
Yes, at all. But we know the parity in this league, and that's what, you know, maybe we were hoping to see last year. And we got to see it this year for sure. A lot of upsets. And then we get, I wouldn't even call it an upset in this championship game. You know, they split the season series. I think it was two teams that, you know, La Tech finished 11-9. Kennesaw was 10-10. And for all the things that Kennesaw State went through this year, and having guys like RJ Johnson step up, and, you know, I know Coach Pettway had to get these kind of, you know, wrangle these guys up again and say, hey, you know, we gotta just play now. They'll play your game. And they showed out in a big way. The Owl faithful,
you ought to go to war with the Owls.
No, Justin, we've both been singing it ever since Saturday. It's super catchy, by the way.
We hear it 3 straight days in a row. I'm like, how can you not be that singing it?
It's ingrained in our heads now. But, you know, you got to give all the credit to A.J. Bates. You know, he only scored 6 points in this game. But he had been battling all week. He had 8 assists as well. They just couldn't get the shots to go. And, you know, that happens in basketball sometimes. And, you know, the same guys, Amir Taylor and RJ Johnson, step it up. Huge for Kennesaw State. Just a really fun week of basketball. And Kennesaw State, congratulations. They will be going on to play in the NCAA tournament on Thursday night against Gonzaga, a 3 seed, 14 seed. It's going to be a tough task, that's for sure. And as it is, you know, any game now is a meaningful game against a really, really good opponent. Obviously, Gonzaga is, you know, 30-3 on the year and has a net in the top 10. So a really tough matchup. But when you're playing good basketball, anything can go your way sometimes, it feels. So super excited to watch them play. You know, we were actually filming this like a couple hours before Liberty plays in the NIT as well. Liberty is on the road to George Mason. That's Tuesday night. This is coming out Wednesday, but excited to see how that one turns out. That one is at 5 o'clock on ESPN2 Central Time, 5 o'clock. And then Sam Houston getting another shot. I know they health wise, you know, they might be a little depleted, but I know they're super excited to play in the NIT. They'll be playing tonight. And that game is at 8 p.m. Central Time at New Mexico at the Pit. It's just a very tough place to play. I've been there a couple of times. Really, really cool arena. But Sam Houston definitely will have their hands full, but I think they can do it. I think Cashew Knack can step up for the guys, and Jacob Walker, Illich. Excited to watch these three teams play in the postseason, and it's been a really, really fun year in Conference USA Hoops.
Oh my gosh. Like you said, we have 3 men's teams in the postseason. I don't even know how I forgot this on my women's podcast yesterday, but we do have 5 women's teams that's doing postseason. Of course, Missouri State, our winner on the women's side, they're going against number 16 SFA tonight in our first 4 game. That is on ESPN2 at 8 p.m. Then we have Thursday, WBIT, Louisiana Tech, you know, got the automatic qualifier for that one. They're going against number 3, Rice. They'll be in Houston for that one. That was on ESPN Plus at 7 p.m. on Thursday. We also have the WNIT. Sam Houston is in that one. There will be going to Portland, just like Kennesaw State. That was on ESPN Plus at 8 p.m., the first round for the WNIT. Ed Bayou was our automatic qualifier, with them being a number 2 seed in our tournament. So they're going against Stetson. They're hosting Stetson, so they'll be in Miami. I know they're probably happy that they don't have to travel just yet. That one's on ESPN Plus on Friday at 6 p.m. And then Middle Tennessee is also in a WNIT. They earned the first round bye, so they don't play until March 22nd or through the 24th. We haven't really figured that out. That was 2BA. But they go against St. Bonaventure, the winner of St. Bonaventure and Drexel. So, hey, we have some post teams that can really make a run here, and it'll be really interesting to watch. I think, you know, good luck to Missouri State. I think they can get that one for sure, and then they have to go against number 1 Texas. So that one will be a really interesting game. But like you said, huge shout out to Kennesaw State. We have an exclusive interview with Coach Pettway and RJ Johnson. Check it out. And that is brought to you by Victory Snacks. Join us today on the CSA Insider Podcast. You have Kennesaw State men's basketball head coach Antoine Pettway and redshirt sophomore guard RJ Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Congratulations on winning the 2026 Air National Guard Conference USA Men's Basketball Championship. Coach Petway, what does it mean for you in this program to capture a conference title championship and punch your tickets to the NCAA tournament?
It means everything, Jessica. These guys have worked so hard since the first day they stepped on campus in June. I truly believe, I know we got a special group, and we just want this ride to keep going. We're going to ride it till the wheels fall off, but it means everything. I'm just so happy for my guys and for this university. For everybody, this community, because everybody put so much behind it, put so much into it, and we just wanted to go accomplish something special.
You made this run to the tournament with a lot of confidence. What belief did this team have determined and made, that maybe other people just didn't see?
We always said all we got, all we need. You know, no matter what adversity hit us, we felt all we got, all we need. In that locker room, you know, every time I challenge this group, they just answer the bell. We got amazing, amazing young men, high character young men that's just an everyday dude. Every time we get on that practice court, every time we lace them up, I know what to expect. Like, they're going to fight. They're going to believe for it.
RJ, you were named tournament MVP. What clicked for you over these past few days?
Just not trying to do too much, you know, playing to win instead of playing for stats. You know, I feel like it helped me a lot more just being able to be out there and be confident in my work and knowing that my guys got me in that. I can make a big play, but I can also kick it for one more to make a big play. It doesn't always have to be just a one-man show. So I feel like my whole team was the MVP of that tournament.
You guys hit regular season 0-2 on the road at UTEP and New Mexico State. And just winning multiple games in such a short stretch takes a lot for you guys mentally and physically. So, RJ, what is this one afraid about your team's toughness?
Like Coach said, adversity doesn't mean nothing to us. You know, we always lean on each other when times get tough. So, yeah, going 0-2, we knew we couldn't finish the regular season like that. So when it came time for tournament time, we had us a team meeting with just players, and we talked about, like, what we wanted to do, where we could fix things. And you see, we came together for a Conference USA tournament. We came out on top.
Coach, what's something behind the scenes about this group that people don't see but has been crucial, you know, to your team's success?
I think they just enjoy each other. Oh, man, like, it's a real brotherhood. And we are who we say we are. You know what I mean? Like, we really love and we really serve one another. And that's kind of what in March, that's what it's about. Like, it ain't about a stat. It ain't about nothing but winning and being there for your brother. So I constantly tell these dudes, lose yourself in the game. And everything you do, do it for the dude next to you. You know what I mean? Don't take it for granted being able to see that guy right there next to you. This is the only chance we get with this group. So let's take advantage of it.
Defense and discipline often define championship runs. What identity did your team lead on throughout this tournament?
It's tough. It's like we told them, defense and rebounding trail. That's what wins your game in March. And so we had to step up to the plate and really, really defend the ball, keep the ball out of the paint, contest every shot, but then be who we are on that glass every single night. So our defense and our rebounding, they got to be staples in our program.
RJ, when the game slows down and possessions get tougher in March, what's your mindset offensively?
Just to stay calm, you know, and to lead the guys and to make sure we get a good shot every time down and make sure we get the stops that we need to close out games.
I'm thinking about RJ. That's my mindset right there. Get him the rock. Let's go, babe.
Hey, they hit on you. You better sober show out. Coach, what RJ led to this team beyond just the numbers?
Man, everything. Just his demeanor, his confidence, his courage, how hard he allows me to coach him as the point guard on the floor. He's everything, man. Like, he's such a great young man. He's such a high character young man that, like, you want to see him do so well. And you know his ability, but I think few people see his character and who he is away from the court, man. And I'm just so proud of the person he's become, because that's why you coach, you know what I mean? But, like, it ain't just him. Miss Johnson, Mr. Johnson, Frank, like, he come from really, really good people. And they let you coach them, they let you hold them accountable, and they back you, and they want the best for them. And when you got everybody pushing in the same direction with a dude this talented, you see things happen like what happened in Huntsville.
RJ, what does it mean to represent Kennesaw State on this stage and bring its kind of success to the program?
It means a lot, you know, just being able to bring something back to the fans, you know. It was a tough season for all of us, you know, but just being able to bring hardware back for everybody is like a breath of fresh air. But now I feel like we can bring something else back to them, and we're just going to keep working and keep trying to make a run in the tournament.
You're from Huntsville, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how was winning Yoshinoya? You should have been funny to like all your friends and family.
Like I said, it felt good. I had people there that didn't want to see me succeed, people who did want to see me succeed. So it was just a blessing to be able to go out there and compete at a high level against great players and just come out on top.
You're headed to Portland. You're already there to phase number three in Vegas. Coach, what stands out when you look at that matchup?
I mean, of course, Mark Few is one of the best coaches. He's a legend in this game. And you know, a whole bunch of respect for what he's accomplished there at Gonzaga and the way he's made that program into a national brand. But you, the first thing to jump out is just their size in the paint. They got an All-American in the paint that's really, really talented, that scores the ball really, really well. And they just play the right way. They defend. They do everything you're supposed to do to win games. And that's why their record looks the way it looks. But, you know, can't say enough about, you know, how much respect we have for that program.
RJ, what excites you about the opportunity to compete against the Zags on the NCAA tournament stage?
I mean, just the stage, like you said, you know, the whole world will be watching. I feel like we got a great product to show everybody. You know, we're slept on, of course, because of where we come from, but that's been our life story. So everybody on our team's been slept on since we started picking up a basketball. So we're just ready to come out and show what we got.
Your fans showed up and showed out for you guys. I swear, I've been coming to the office all week singing. You don't want to go to war with the Owls. You know, 3 days straight last week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You guys have been our amazing. It's probably my favorite band. Not so, you know, happy. But what has the support been from Kennesaw State fans meant during this run? And how do you expect that energy to carry them to this tournament?
It's been awesome. Like our community all year, Jessica, like they got behind this team and backed this team. The students, the community, the university as a whole, they're always behind it. Speaking of our band, shout out to Dr. Meeks, man. They had a convocation rocking. They have us rocking every single night, man. We got a real home court advantage, and they're a major reason why. But, man, the Owl Nation has been so awesome for us all year. Even when we went through adversity, they never wavered. They show up at the next game loud, proud, and cheering my dudes on. And so we can't thank them enough. Let's continue. We're going to need them behind us even more Thursday night.
Definitely. And, Coach, my last question for you guys. What would advancing in an NCAA tournament mean for this program?
Everything. It'll mean everything, man. Just to bring something back to Kennesaw, Georgia, to keep spreading light on a great organization, a great community, a great university. Like, as much as we can do that, we want to do it. And so this will be another way, man, for the nation, the whole country, to see what we got brewing down there in Kennesaw, Georgia, because I'm telling you, it's something special. I got a special locker room, but, like, I got a special university. Milton Overton, President Kett, like, I can go down Jessica Rio. Like, we got a bunch of special people that's all fighting in the right direction. So anytime we can bring light to that, this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to go out there Thursday. We're going to fight. We're going to believe. We're going to beat KSU. That's all we know.
Absolutely love that answer. Congratulations again to you guys for winning our tournament. And, of course, good luck this week.
Thank you. Hootie hoo. Let's get it.
That's all we have for you on today's episode of the CSA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. Congrats again to the Kennesaw State Owls on winning the men's side of the tournament. Of course, don't forget to watch their game on Thursday against number 3 Gonzaga on TBS at 8 p.m. Central. As always, follow us on socials at CSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. All of our audio listeners, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. For all of our visual people, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Of course, on YouTube, go in the search bar, type in Conference USA, and you can see our podcast playlist. Good luck to all of our postseason teams this year. I don't know when the next time you'll see me hosting. Who knows? With Sarah having a baby, please send a prayer up for Sarah. She is having her baby any day now, so please send a prayer to Sarah. We love you. And that's all we have for you. I'm your host, Jessica Racker. Until next time.